Javier, J-A-V-I-E-R, Ramirez, R-A-M-I-R-E-Z, 7367, no, 3567, today's 9/5. Chief complaint, follow-up of hypertension, number one, number two, diabetes, number three, the patient's complaining of EPH symptoms, next number is mild leg swelling off and on, next number is some leg pain at the end of the day, next number is history of diverticulitis, next number is history of abdominal pain, next number, strong family history of stroke. Our patient is a 55-year-old pipe, P-I-P-E worker who's married, has two children, married for 11 years, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, has had a colonoscopy in the past. At one time he was told he had diverticulitis. From time to time he gets cramping in the left lower abdomen, and he's quite concerned about that. Period. In the paragraph currently, he has no pain, fever, chills, nausea, vomiting, or any other associated symptoms regarding with that, regarding diverticulitis, period. We went over causes of diverticulosis and what causes diverticulitis, and we were concerned about his diet, his activity level in the past, and what to do to prevent this for now, period. In the paragraph, he's lost some weight, and that has affected his hemoglobin A1C, but he still has some fatty liver that needed to be discussed with, period. In the paragraph, his review of system is also positive for abdominal pain, history of diverticulitis, history of leg swelling, some leg pain, family history of stroke. Has had some palpitations off and on, period. The paragraph, last time we looked at his organs via ultrasound was 2 years ago, and because of his diabetes, his high blood pressure, he's due for another evaluation, especially with his symptoms today. Family history, mom and dad have diabetes and high blood pressure. No colon cancer reported. Maintenance exam / colonoscopy is up to date. Next number is COVID immunization, doesn't believe in it. Next number is allergen, under dark allergen. Next number is medical problems, hypertension, diabetes, hyperlipidemia. Next number is surgery, none. Next number is social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, as I stated. Next number is review of system as above. Next number is medications reviewed opposite page, which were updated in August. Today he weighs 184 pounds. He's alert, waking, no distress. He weighed about the same a few months ago. 98%, 98.3, 16, 69, 124 over 77. Heart positive, small positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, neck, short, JVD, skin, shoulder, right shoulder, mucosal pain, lesion, was going on focal. Assessment number one, abdominal pain, stable. Number two, no pain at this time. Number three, no cause for CT scan or further blood work at this time. Number four, he's going to have Cipro on hand in case the pain returns with history of diverticulitis, and he let us know when he starts taking it. Number six, we talked about diet and exercise. Number seven, we talked about diet that is best suited for patients with diverticulosis. Number eight, no rectal bleeding reported. Number nine, family history of stroke. Because of this reason, we looked at his carotid ultrasound, which was very clean. Next number, his echocardiogram has shown very little change compared to before. Next number is lower and upper extremities were negative for PVD, severe PVD and or DVT. The occasional pleuroedema cannot be explained via ultrasound. Next number, there's no sign of aortic aneurysm. Next number, fatty liver noted. Next number, gallbladder looks healthy despite long-standing diabetes. Next number, no change in echocardiogram from 2 years ago. Next number, BPH definitely increased from 2 years ago. Next number, add SAW, S-A-W, palmetto. Next number, not interested in Flomax. Next number, kidneys look the same. Next number, eye exam is a must. Next number, findings discussed with patient and wife before leaving the clinic. And prescription for Cipro to be used for instruction, and saw palmetto to be used daily for BPH symptoms. Thank you.